the other worlds? Are you wearing the clothes you're wearing in this one? What is it that you're wearing in the next one? And you just go to the next place with those same clothes you're wearing that day?
In the fashion world, if that's a deal, because the great planning is done with what you wear. What you wear becomes more important than who you are. She's wearing Oscar. She's wearing Hermes. She's wearing, and that becomes more than who's wearing it, okay? So in that world, that's a separate conversation, and we have to leave it separate. But when you're parallel worlding, more times than not, you go with not a stitch of clothes on.
I was thinking more of like if it's hot here, because it's been super hot here in L.A., and then you're going to some other parallel world and it's cold there and you're wearing what you're wearing here and it's hot, you're going to freeze in the other one. So that's what I was thinking more of, not what label they were wearing.
Well, that's why when we separated that as a different conversation. So if you're in your bed, scantily clothed, okay, and it's not too much information, it's all right. If you're in your bed and you're scantily clothed, it's your bed, you can wear what you want to or not wear what you want to, and all of a sudden you find yourself in a different world, well, the same position of vibrational frequency that got you to another world, it's kind of like the lion, the witch, and the wardrobe. When they went through the wardrobe, mm-hmm. what did they have to go through? A whole bunch of fur coats to get to where it was always snowing on the other side of the wardrobe. Well, the vibrational consistency or matriculation of pea brain matter will also line up for you. Since those triangulated positions are identical, it would let you know as you go through the wardrobe to pick up a great sable. Oh, but now don't wear it in those places where they're all where PETA is patrolling. So the same knowing that allows this process of transition will also provide, once you get there, clothing considerations that would be appropriate. Because you certainly wouldn't want to get stuck out of bounds. But sometimes you can get out of whack, just like the traveler that went to CERN that was in the old tweed coat. And who wears tweed? With the elbow patches, for Pete's sake, that's a bit passé. Even the Brits, who don't have a delicious sense of fashion, even they don't wear that. So it can shift a bit. Typically, though, it shifts based on your knowing as you get better and better and better at this. The same way the new line that you're working on right now, that is actually way ahead of the bar of what other designers are doing, you don't wonder about it. You know, well, you've been talking to us, so of course it may give you the upper hand as you engage it. The new line that you're working on all of a sudden moves you way up the food chain because you're like, they'll come back and they'll say, Jermaine, how did you know that those teas are just going to be so hot?
That's right.
Alexander McQueen, oh, merde, I love the Manolo.